An amazing streak continues on the wrestling mat, and we're less than a week away from the start of a revamped hockey tournament. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid. The MHSAA ice hockey tournament bracket is set, and you'll notice some changes from last year's bracket. This year, the entire tournament is seeded using MPR. Each of the three divisions contains eight regions with up to eight teams in a region. The highest seeded team in a region will play the lowest seeded team, and so on. Last year, only the top two teams in each region were seeded. Also new this year, the teams will be reseeded following the quarterfinals. The Ice Hockey Seeding Committee will take all four semifinalists' teams and reseed them 1 through 4. The one seed will play the 4, the two seed will play the 3, with the winners meeting in the finals. Last year, there was no reseeding at the semifinal level. The way divisions are broken up this year is also new. Standalone and co-op programs will be rank ordered by enrollment, but on separate lists. The top one-third from each list will make up Division 1, the middle third from each will be Division 2, and the bottom third from each list will comprise Division 3. This change is expected to rebalance the divisions, as Division 1 had been primarily made up of co-op teams in the past. Staying the same from past years, a coin flip will determine the home team for each game. The first regional games will drop the puck on February 20th. The semifinals are March 9th and 10th, with the finals on Saturday, March 11th. All of the semifinals and finals action from USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth will be available on the NFHS Network and the MHSAA Championship Radio Network. For brackets, scores, and more, be sure to check out MHSAA.com. Game balls this week go to Davison's Greg Lawson. The sophomore tallied a triple-double, 32 points, 12 assists, and 11 rebounds in a 5-overtime win over Flint Hamady. The 94-90 victory came in the Cardinal Classic Final. To the Gibraltar Carlson competitive cheer team, who knocked off three-time reigning Division II state champion Allen Park on way to the championship of the Downriver League. And to the Holt wrestling team. They captured their 37th straight district title. Yes, 37 in a row by knocking off Grand Ledge in the finals. The last time Holt failed to win a wrestling district title, 1986, when That's What Friends Are For was the number one song.
For high school seniors, the matchup of the year isn't on the field. It's actually online. That's right. When you fill out the FAFSA, you know, the free application for federal student aid, you could also be eligible for thousands of dollars in additional money from the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. Yep, nearly 80% of students who fill out the FAFSA may be eligible. Now that's a matchup we can all root for. Get started today at michigan.gov/achievement. The Michigan Achievement Scholarship. It's a game changer.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
We are in the pool today, nearing the end of our 100-yard freestyle race. To finish a race and record a time, a swimmer can either touch the touch pad or the finish end, i.e. the wall around the touch pad. If the touch pad is contacted in a time recorded, great, that's all the officials need. But what happens if I hit the touch pad and the time doesn't stop? Or if I touch the wall just above the touch pad? In these instances, the officials go to a backup timer, and the backup timer for that swimmer will be used as their race time. The backup timer operates for all races, but is only used in the event of a touchpad malfunction or a swimmer hitting the finish end. A majority of the time, it's not even needed, but it's good to have for instances like these.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, go to the MHSAA website now to register. If you aren't following the MHSAA on social media, what are you waiting for? It's a great way to keep up with everything going on at the MHSAA. Looking for tournament updates, event announcements, or links to stories? Then check out our Facebook or Twitter accounts. Instagram and TikTok is where you will find our weekly performance of the week feature and other behind-the-scenes content. YouTube has tons of historic MHSAA finals archived. Look for classic matchups and rewatch some great games. MHSAA social media is the best way to connect with us every day. So make sure you follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. With winter tournaments just getting started, you don't want to miss a thing. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll see you next week.